Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Full 20 day fiance.
Hi. Are you an elder geriatric millennial looking? I heard my voice crack like I was 13. That's fine. It's all good. We keep that because that's what it is. And you know what?
That's pretty sure. Transparency, Bone Bone.
I'm pretty sure up top. Yeah. But anyway, are you looking for a scene, a vibe? And you just want to fit in. You go to these parties that say they have the kind of music you like, but when you walk in, you think you're in a damn preschool. What happened to the good old days when you're around other old people? Well, with our app, Find a Vibe, we can basically team or pair you up with like-minded people who are, you know, having kickbacks or going to clubs, and you can find the right vibe for you. Are you in mid-40s? And you're in the pop punk generation, or maybe you're a ska lover who had their heyday in the mid 80s. We can find a vibe for you. And it's basically a life-saving application. And we have already sold millions of dollars of ads because it actually is so effective because of AI. But thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
What a fucking honor. Yes. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me.
Hello. Have you ever been in a club and you're like, or a place with other people and you're like, okay, this is a vibe. Mm. And then you're looking around, you're like, are these children? Question mark. What? Welcome to our app. No one under 25. What we do is you just point at your phone at anybody that you think might be of an age where you're suspicious. And we will tell you whether or not they are under 25. Mm. And, you know, the rest of that is on you, honestly. But we highly recommend you do not be fucking people who are under 25 if you're over 40.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, just
if you're out there like that.
Just welcome me to the pod. I'm Miles Gray.
That's an app that helped you personally?
It's really just more for like, I want it to be obligatory, like that U2 song that came on like iTunes that one time, you know, the album that no one asked for. I want that to come standard on men's phones.
Is that still?
we're like, they can't delete it. It's just like, oh no, like it's just telling me whether all of these girls are 25 or under.
Barbara, Santa Barbara.
Oh, and I forgot there's an alarm because if you are over 40 and you are trying to talk to a girl sexually who's 25 or under, your phone just rings
explodes.
The alarm. And again, you cannot delete this app.
You cannot. It's on every phone standard.
On every phone standard.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
I don't care if you're Samsung, Galaxy, fucking Android, Google phone. No one gives a fuck. iPhone, we out here.
Anyway,
good luck.
Welcome to this podcast.
We will
podcast.
Haunt you. Welcome to this podcast.
Welcome to this podcast that will haunt, well, maybe not haunt you, or haunt you in a good way. It's called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. Today, we're discussing Before the 90 Days.
Aren't we? This is season what now?
Episode what
seven,
now?
Season 6, episode 7. 6, 7.
And it is called what movie?
Title? Fatal Attraction.
Beautiful.
You know? Love it when Soldier you can spot him like that. Well, I think I can tell that this was a not the best episode. Kind of more bummer. Man, fucking Tyrae. We can't keep doing this. We can't keep doing this, everybody.
We cannot keep doing Tyrae's story if we have any respect for people.
What's going on? Is there a spaceship hovering above your house?
Someone's trimming grass. I'm not in charge of it. Yeah.
It was coming in my mind. I was like, wait, what is that? What is that? What is that? Anyway. Yeah. We'll get to him.
So what did you think on the grease level?
Grease level? I was more like, I was disgusted and saddened.
So like congealed.
Yeah.
Grease level, congealed.
Congealed. What's that like aspic thing Russian people eat?
Oh, yeah. Kholodets.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's pretty garlicky, though.
Depends on how you make it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had one. I had a very garlicky one.
I never thought that I need to, like, dig meat out of, like, a cold Jell-O situation. Like, they try to sell me on it. I'm like, no, look, I love all of our other food. This was a miss.
Do you just eat that by the slice? You put on something? You just kind of fork and knife it?
Yeah, you fork and knife it.
Yeah.
Isn't that upsetting?
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like, I'm down with a little bit of fat.
I don't like jelly consistency if it's not going to be sweet. That's just me.
Yeah, no.
Like a savory jelly freaks me out.
You don't want congealed animal fat like from the refrigerator. You know, when the meat juices go jelly on you. Yeah.
100% correct. Thank you for stating that so beautifully.
Yeah. No, I think about it all the time because I'm like, this is disgusting, but I'm also like, it's so flavorful. It's like meat jelly.
I'm like, why don't you heat it up? Because it's a good ass soup.
Because I'm disgusting
for no reason. That's what I feel like when they try to make me eat it. I'm like, it would be cool if we nuked it for like 30 seconds.
So I guess all that to say, this episode was congealed.
Kholodets level.
Yeah, which again, I don't mind if it's really garlicky. I didn't really mind it. If you put a shit ton of garlic and something, I'm like, I'm good. We're here. Except for liver, I don't like liver.
I fucking love liver. I should make you my pate. You'd love it. Chopped liver.
I'll have like, you know, obviously when I'm having aperitivos, you know, in Italy or something, I'm going to have that version of liver. But like just straight up like livers and shit. Fuck no. No. I don't like it. It's too irony or whatever. Anyway.
Well, you have to put it in milk first for the iron to leach out. And then
I didn't know that. And I don't do that. And I'm pretty sure no one I know knew that. So let's just move on to this thing that was disgusting. Statler. Wow. I'm just going to cut to the chase. They filmed her doing diarrhea and put that on TV.
Straight disrespectful.
What the fuck are we doing?
When they filmed that dude's boner in that other one with Tiffany. Brett and Tiffany.
A boner, I get it. I mean, like, not that I get it. That's so sexual, right? That you get that you're going depraved in the sexual region or that direction. We're making eye contact with someone actively having diarrhea.
I felt like I was her cat.
I couldn't.
You know how cats, like, will not leave you alone if you're trying to, like, poop in the
bathroom. Yeah, yeah. They're scratching at the door and shit.
Yeah. That's what I felt like they were doing to me. I was like, I do not want to watch Statler shit. Okay? Or anyone, honestly.
Isn't that a bridge too far? Like, you could hear it hit the toilet. That's what I mean. It wasn't like she's on the toilet. There was straight up. It was ass piss. I'm sorry.
It was doo-doo water that no one needed.
And they put that on. They put you on Discovery Plus like that. I don't know if that's what you wanted, but I guess that's what David Zaslav wanted. You fucking
ass piss,
perp.
Ass pick on the menu.
That's a little bit of both, I think. So yeah,
that's a bilingual bone.
Yeah, I was definitely. So that just consumed me the whole time. Is like, so anyway, we find out she gets there. She's so nervous. Her insides have gone inside out, upside down and inside out. I'm about to show this toilet what it's all about. And blew it
Turns
wide open.
Turns out she has a parasite when she goes to the doctor. That's what the doctor says. But she's like honestly more worried about the fact that Dempsey missed her flight than I would be. It's not like you're stranded in the country.
Yeah. That just means you like, get you there don't have a couple hours funds later.
And you don't speak the language. I'm like, you're in fucking England. You got a nice hotel. You're fine. Mm-hmm. But she was like, this is already so stressful and terrible. I'm like, meeting in the airport is not ideal. I know it's like romanticized in your like mind, but like y'all are going to be smelly and disgusting and tired. Like That's no one needs that.
Did you anyway. See that part? Like when she was landing, when she was like basically saying like, I bet my whole fucking life on this girl. So if this shit goes left, I'm fucked. She said, I don't know, shrug emoji to my life. What?
She then repeated a version of that speech in the cab.
Yeah.
Immediately after, where she was like, I don't have a plan B. Shrug emoji.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
After the doctor, I guess, decides not to walk to the hotel, but to meet Dempsey.
Yeah.
Because she's excited she doesn't have a parasite. She still just took anti-nausea meds for the first time.
Yeah.
She, like, could shit at any moment, possibly.
She was walking like the spicy asshole cowboy. Her gait was fucked up. If I saw her, I'd be like, yo, this motherfucker got diarrhea.
That's a jalapeno dude, Bone Bone.
Oh, wait, wait, oh, wait. What'd you call it?
Jalapeno dude.
Jalapeno dude.
Yes.
One of these jalapeno dudes. Hey, shout out to all the jalapeno dudes out there. You know what I mean?
It's a polite way of referring to having a burning asshole.
Yo, you know who's a jalapeno dude?
Who?
You know Matt Lieb?
Yeah, I love him.
Matt Lieb. Bob was kicking it with him this weekend. And we were
Did you get your babies together?
Yeah, we aimed our babies at each other. Came
what
over
happened?
With Francesca.
Did they cancel each other out?
Yeah, we fucking opened a hole in the space-time continuum because they're so beautiful.
Fucked up.
Yeah, we both.
You can't put two beautiful mixed babies together. And
have it was
them
fucking
look
up.
Directly into each other's eyes.
Like a portal opened above our heads, and then the closer they got, like the lower the portal got and more intense, and it actually sucked up my neighbor's truck.
Yeah.
When we pulled him apart, he's like, what happened? I was like, I think someone stole it or some shit. I couldn't tell him the fucking mixed race baby portal opened above his car. Fuck that.
No. No. People be coming to look at it like the Jesus on the tortilla situation. You would never be able to live in that house.
You gotta keep that shit low. But anyway, he brought over like burgers and shit and brought over like three jalapenos. I'm like, oh shit, okay, you want like I'll grill them. He's like, yeah. He fucking just ate them shits. Like
raw dogged them?
Not raw. I grilled him and shit. You know, put some tahini on there. It was good.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I like spicy shit. But the way he was a jalapeno dude. That's what I'm going to say. I'll give him that title.
Matt Lieb, jalapeno dude.
Yo, okay.
Check out his podcast.
Pod yourself the wire and pod yourself a gun. So, yeah. Nice plug. Organic plug. What else? Where were we? So, yeah. Again, I'm sorry. I have to keep coming back to this. We can't show people having diarrhea on camera. That's where I draw the line. We can't.
Brian, can we make that the title of the episode? You can't show people having diarrhea on television. That is where I draw the line. I need it.
I'm sorry. I can't fucking deal with it. It's just too... I'm sorry, like, it brought back memories of, like, some of my worst situations digestively. To have all of that...
Were you triggered digestively?
I don't want to use that word flippantly, but yeah, in a way, I've been crunched up over a toilet, and it sounds like someone's pouring a shot glass into there of water. You know what I mean? That's not what you want. And that's... I don't need that. You can talk about it all you want, but, like, fuck, man. Like, and she's like, the door's open. She's like looking into camera. The fucking camera operator's like doing this.
I just
want to
know how it went down. Did she leave it ajar for them? Did they like start opening it while she was taking a diarrhea?
Right. What is that? So before, it's not like she was like, hey, I got a diarrhea here. I'm going to leave the door open. Y'all get this.
But what's weirder? Someone opening the door and she's like, filming oh my God.
And just someone going.
Yeah, or her leaving it ajar like, hey, if you want to film this, it's available. What is worse and creepier?
Everything's bad.
There's no good answer.
Because the producer
that should have never been an option.
The producer is foul as fuck. If you're like, oh, you got diarrhea. Hey, make sure you keep that door open. Like, what? Or actually, no. We'll make it like a crack so it looks like it's more verite. You know, diarrhea verite.
Oh, my God. It's like when you find out that Nickelodeon guy, you know, made all those shows just so he could, like, look at, like, girls' feet.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, is all of 90 Day Fiancé
it's for David Zaslav. David Zaslav, he just wants to watch people have diarrhea on camera. That's why all these shows exist.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why we have Max now. Max, I think it's diarrhea.
Truth is out there.
Honestly, I didn't want to do that because we could get sued. But you know what? The truth is out there. All right. So the next whatever. I don't know. They
wait.
Meet.
I don't know why she would try to hook up with somebody again while she's sitting on the ground. And, like, has diarrhea sweat over her face. And her hair's in a diarrhea sweat ponytail, like, bun. I'm like, no. But she's like, this is the perfect time to meet Dempsey.
Yeah.
And then it is such a weird, awkward meeting. I was dying. I loved it.
Yeah.
I also don't know why they didn't meet inside of a place. She's like, I'll meet you on the sidewalk where I will be lying on their curled
up. I'll be
up.
The person hugging their knees who vaguely smells like shit. And perfume they sprayed on their butthole.
Exactly.
Before they met
she
you.
Sprayed perfume on her butthole literally an hour before she met her. She's like, no, this is the right time.
Yeah.
The producers were like, are you sure? She's like, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
It was like walking into a bathroom with like no window, you know, where they sprayed that flower spray, but like the fucking shit smell still couldn't get out. So they're just like, marrying each other in this like disgusting, like no one wants to kind of situation, and then you're like, I should have just held it.
Oof. You know what they say, perfume on the hole won't hide your soul. People know it's that old maxim, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Other question, how did she get a parasite?
I don't know, but I feel like it's pretty easy to get it if, like, you're flying and also maybe not washing your hands enough and maybe, I don't know, just not masking. I don't fucking know.
Look, I'm sorry, Bong Joon-ho, but I don't know how this parasite got in you unless it's because you're playing around with all these fucking logs and shit and digging through manure to hang out with your bug friends.
Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe she, like, accidentally or on purpose tongued one of those maggots she found
I don't know. She was just being grimy in the dirt in that opening thing we saw. I'm like, I don't know. In my mind, I'm like, you was probably touching some, like, literal shit or something, and you just didn't wash it, whatever.
Well, yeah, she doesn't know what's in the forest. She's just, like, raw-dogging her hands in it. You can't do that.
Yo,
you can't just raw dog the forest.
No, like, don't raw dog the forest. Respect the forest.
No. No, you gotta wear gloves. You're gonna be touching all that shit.
At least do like a post finger hand rinse.
Yeah.
With the earth.
I mean, probably use a little soap. Like, I feel like if you just did a hand rinse, that's probably why you got the parasite.
I just wiped it off on my jeans. What's the problem?
I do feel like she's that kind of person. Absolutely. What's the big deal?
She had diarrhea on camera.
Oh, my God. But again, we don't know why. Let's not judge.
Who knows how this diarrhea happened? Judge not, lest ye be judged. I believe that. I truly believe that. I like, though, when she's like, yo, hey, can I check your butt out now?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's even better a person.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
I love to see an awkward person in their feelings. That's fucking sweet and adorable.
Well, especially
especially
when like you're just so mesmerized by that ass, you know?
Oh my God, he made it!
Yeah, She was just, wow.
Yeah. And she also was like, you look quite beautiful. Your eyes are mesmerizing.
And then what was it? Mesmerizing? Stuff. Yeah. Your eyes are scary, mesmerizing, and stuff.
Can I get your bag?
Hell yeah. All right, let's
move
on.
I love an awkward meet cute. Okay.
Yeah. See how much time that takes? Just because we're incensed by diarrhea and everything. Whatever. Let's move on. Jasmine and Gino. They go to the Panama Canal.
So this is such a weird fucking segment. Could we just...
So awkward. It just like... They're just turning, like, I like it when they were, like, murdering each other. And now it's like, oh, yeah, here we go. We're at that point now where they're just going to argue over dumb shit that I don't care about. I liked it better when everything was behind the scenes, mistreating each other, not trusting each other. Now they're kind of like, we have problems. No.
I didn't like watching the people who are trying to enjoy the Panama Canal, like, turning around to be like, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah.
I'm like, please fight in the comfort of a fucking, you know, beach cabana where one of you is wearing a fucking leopard print bathing suit and beating the other one's ass and hat off.
Not when I'm trying to enjoy one of the biggest feats of modern engineering.
That was so funny. He's like, I'm an engineer. This is a big deal for me.
Yeah. So they go, you know, like they're, he's looking at it.
She tries to make the Panama Canal sexy. And about them somehow by going, oh, baby, you know, our countries have always been, you know, in love with each other and talking, you know. So, like, basically our countries have had a, you know, a love history. And then he's just, like, so intensely focused on the fucking Panama Canal. And she's like, hello, I'm talking.
Right, he's like, right.
I can't hear you over the engineering.
I mean, it's like one of those things too. It's like that's actually not happened because they wanted to, like, the U.S. wanted to control that. It's not that it was like a collaboration, because there was like a multiple bids and anyway, that's another part of history.
Definitely not a collab.
No, no, nothing. Just so you know, here's the history of America and Latin America. Nothing was a collab ever. Okay.
I think that's a slogan, I think, for U.S. involvement. Just like U.S. military, colon.
Yeah.
Not a collab.
American military imperialism, not a collab. We'd like to make it look like a collab. It wasn't a collab. We just came in there and said, y'all want to get fucked up? Anyway, not a collab, trademark. Anyway, so
just so much love, Jasmine, just re-fucking branding it just so, like, Gina would look horny at her and like hit her again.
And he's over and it. Not even paying attention to anything she said. He's looking at everything but her. And then she's like, well, you know, like, my ex-husband and I, like, our biggest thing is like, wait, hold on. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, me and my ex got along. They start arguing about exes. And she's like, why'd you bring up your ex? And it's like, motherfucker, you brought it up first. And then she's like, I did it as an example. Like, wait, what the fuck is this fight?
I mean, the entire fight made me feel insane. So I feel like being in that relationship, like, I cannot imagine the level of that insanity, because I felt like I was, like, being driven crazy slowly, because everyone is wrong, but not for the reasons that they're saying out loud. And it just, like, makes my brain spin. Like, basically, she was right for the fucking first time ever, where she was like, hey, I'm just trying to communicate. You know, my last relationship did not have good communication. I was like, I can't believe Jasmine just said that.
Right.
I thought that he would be about it, you know? Instead, he was like, not at all about it.
Right.
Then he made it be about her ex. The first time, she wasn't like, oh, my ex had, like, a big dick and was awesome and you suck. She actually brought the ex up in a way where, like, that wasn't a good thing. And he was like, well, me and my ex were perfect.
Right,
actually,
right, right.
Our communication was great. So what are you saying? And she was like, okay.
Y'all were boring.
I wasn't saying anything okay. And then that's when it turned into a fight.
Yeah. And really, the thing that's simmering between or underneath the surface this whole time is Dane. What the fuck is up with you and Dane? That's why he can't even enjoy the fucking locks of the Panama Canal flow and whatever and do all this other shit. So then
He finally gets to it. They go take a seat somewhere on the side of the canal, and they just start trying to get to the bottom of this shit. And he's basically, so do you have anything going on with him? With Dane? She's like, no, I don't. I'm like, no.
He takes off his baseball hat, and he puts on his policeman hat.
Yeah.
And he's like,
It's an English Bobby, like a London cop.
Have you ever had sexual relations with that man?
What? Then he's like, so how come you get to be friends with your exes? Huh? Like, yeah, I know. We get it. And she's like, well, Dane never shared nudes of me like your ex did. I was like, facts.
Dude, that's a fucking bone. She got right you. For that one.
I mean, like, I don't know where you... bro, you kind of lost that one.
Got him.
Pretty much got vaporized in the first round. The bell didn't even fucking ring.
Finish him, bitch.
Honestly. Finish him. So, you know, I guess the other thing is, like, well, the other thing that we find out is that we realize is that Gino still doesn't know that Dane lives in the same fucking building as them.
Oh, we knew that.
Right. But they bring it up. There's a moment she's like, I still haven't told him. She's like, I guess I need to kind of bring it out. So then they start talking first, and he's like, so what's going on? You know, like, do you guys talk? She's like, yeah, probably like, well, at least once a week.
You know what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Multiply that shit by five.
Exactly.
Please.
Then do y'all meet up? Yeah. To do friend stuff.
You know, like, you know, like having meals.
Hold on,
and drinks and coffee and going to events. Just, you know, friend stuff.
Oh.
Okay. I love that the events are just like
dates.
Innocuous.
Right.
Whatever makes it like, yeah, a dinner could be sexual or it could be friends.
Yeah.
So you're just stated all of the things you do while you date, but you could also do as friends. It is not helping you.
Oh, yeah.
It's who you're doing it with. And who you're doing it with is a guy you dated and fucked that you said was better at sex than
me.
That's the issue.
People have done this before. I don't know. There have been times when I was single, you kind of drift back to an ex because it's been like three relationships in between or some shit. And you're like, oh, what's up with you? Blah, blah, blah. And then like you remember, you're like, oh, yeah, we was kicking it. Like, yeah, okay, I remember this. And then you hang out, but nothing's really going on. But both of you are kind of like doing this dance. It's like trying to figure it out. That's what you're doing, except you probably are fucking. Like, let's be real. Because we also find out that they were fucking until she met Gino, basically.
Oh, I personally have no doubt that she's been fucking Dane. But I'm saying on the face, like there's evidence-wise in terms of what the fuck they talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There's no evidence other than the fact that, damn, you spent a lot of time with a man that you used to date that you said is better at everything than me and has a bigger dick and lives in your building.
Yeah.
That's the real fucking issue that we cannot get away from.
Right.
And the other
thing
is neither of you trust each other, period. This should have been a wrap from like day one.
Yeah. Well, this is where it is now.
And he's so mad because he's like, I would have never paid for that apartment had I known that you live like,
are you freaking kidding me? Ah. You freaking kidding me? Bull, you've been getting got since the fucking beginning. Whatever.
You know what, though? Your Gino is flawless.
And, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, it is.
I mean, right around that flawless. You know what I mean? Well, you know, I wake up. I woke up like this, obviously.
I heard that about you.
Yeah.
I just want to say that is a flawless bone.
Thank you. Goddamn. Are you freaking kidding me though? And then he talks about, have you thought about having sex with him recently? And she's like, I'm gonna be honest. When she starts like this, I was like, oh no.
There's only one appropriate answer. It is a hard no immediately as soon as the words are
serious?
Out of the other person's mouth.
Not
there's no pause,
long
there's no
pause.
Anything. You cannot even get an you cannot anything. It is all the way open-eyed fucking eye contact, and you go, no.
What?
And your face has to look not
disgusted.
Like shocked,
yeah,
but disgusted.
Not like
thank you, Miles.
Her face looked like she was looking at the suitcase in Pulp Fiction when they opened up. She was like, I was like, what the fuck is that look?
She looked like she was practicing in the mirror for how to react when Gino gave her like a shitty gift that she was going to have to pretend is good.
Right. So when she got hit with that question, have you thought about having sex with him? She's like, okay, look, I'll be honest. Since you never want to bone. He's like, well, you argue with me all the time. Blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, look, she's like, and now you're fantasizing. She's like, look, I'm not fantasizing, like thinking about it. Like, I want to be fucking again. I'd be like reminiscing. Sort of like what essentially she's saying.
Distinction fucking killed me. Are you serious?
This I look bitch bad goes, at it with longing.
No, I just remember the times we have fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not weird.
Right.
It's not future times that may or may not happen.
Right.
It is times that have already occurred, okay? It's
right.
Not weird if I jerk off to my ex doing me, who still lives in my building, that technically I could do at any time.
Right, right,
that's
right.
That's not weird. You're making it weird.
That's honestly, you get this bonus. That's a different... Ooh, I reminisce over that dick.
I was just gonna say, you know, that's the song that's literally the top, the last three that I downloaded.
Will they reminisce over that dick? My God. Anyway, so yeah, she doesn't fantasize. She reminisces like Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Okay, CL Smooth dick. Pete Cock and CL Smooth dick. See? And that's what we do. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Keep that baguette wet. 20 Day Fiancé.
America's so fucking tight. America. And we're back. Nico and Misha?
Yes.
You know what's funny? Actually, now that for all how dry this was, I'm having a good time talking about it.
Well, it's because we love
it's because we love each other. We love the show. That's what it is. We learn how to
good
take
hang, you know?
We turn lemons into fucking Pete Rock and CL Smooth jokes. Whatever
lemonade.
It is. And diarrhea.
Flawless
anyway,
lemonade.
We take diarrhea and turn it into lemonade. So Nico and Misha, they are sightseeing now in Haifa, I believe.
Yes, in Haifa.
Yeah.
And in Nicola's, I believe, words, their relationship, their visit, her visit so far has been, and I quote, a mixed bag.
Yeah. 50-50 this trip. Half good, half shit.
I mean, she's been there for like, what, 3 days? How long has it been? 5 days? This fool's so judgmental. Everything he says, I'm like, you have not been around another person enough to be considerate of them in like, whatever, 20 years that you've been this like pretend monk just so like you don't have to pay rent, you know?
I'm sorry, bro. You are scary. That's how I would put it. And I hate to use this phrase, but you are scaring the hoes. That's
not
what you
just
do.
The hoes. The bros too.
Yeah.
You are alone.
Well, like
you're alone.
His energy is like, I want to be around this scary ass dude. What the fuck? Why does he always say my name for the first and last thing out of his mouth is my name?
It made me feel like he like took some sort of like pickup artist course where they're like, if you say her name 397 times in the first 5 days you know her, she will suck your dick
every
day.
Tell her fucking dad gave up on her and you can finger her butt. All right, these are free tips from my pickup artist course.
Reminder of every single time she's been passed over for a job for a man.
Exactly.
And then you can titty fuck her.
The thing you say with if they're the eldest sister in the family, they usually have a hard time orgasming, and you bring that up because of the responsibility they feel as the eldest sibling. It works. These are all mind games we play.
Hi, my name's Jeremy, and no, I haven't had sex. It's because I've never found a female worth it. Follow me for more tips and tricks.
Dude, that's a hard, I like, that's hard. If you're like, yeah, I ain't fucked because I can't find somebody that's worth my dick.
You know, all these females coming at me with that alpha energy.
Tell
I don't like that.
Yeah. That's how you stay alone. You're scaring the bros, ladies. I'm sorry, but feminism is leaving you fucking behind and lonely, dusty. Okay, so Nico and Mish, they go somewhere. They go into town. They get out the car, and she's wearing, like, pants and a shirt. But then she sees some people going to a wedding and wearing a dress. And she's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I can't, I gotta be in my dress. I was like, what was going on here?
Okay, literally that entire time, clearly, that entire time, until she, like, escaped to the car to change into a dress and, what, and like, got out and whatever, I thought they were going to that wedding and that she was like, oh, I didn't know the dress code was dresses. When I realized it was just strangers getting married outside.
Yeah.
And she felt she was underdressed for their wedding. Then I could not understand what the fuck happened.
I was so confused. I thought they were going to the wedding.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
How would you dress for someone else's wedding that you're not even a part of?
And then you were, that's when, like, when she was like, fuck, they're in dresses. Yeah, those people up the fucking street going to a wedding. What the fuck are you talking about?
To him, she was like, ah, you didn't tell me. And I was like, oh, he didn't tell her about the dress code for this wedding. No. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell her that there could be strangers getting married in that location and that some of the guests would be wearing dresses. She is on one. I do not understand.
She's on three, honestly.
She's on.
So then they kind of sit down after that. They see the sights. They
Holy
start talking
Trinity,
about.
Am I right? That's why she's on three.
She's on three, and the Father, Son, and the Holy fucking Spirit. Turn up. Then they talk about their family. It's like, yeah, so it's like, when am I going to meet your fucking family? You know, like, and all that.
Did,
like,
you know,
we don't
his
know
pit
each other.
Stains when he was guarding her, changing in the car?
No.
When I saw the cute? Pit stains, I was like, oh, yeah, there's no way I would just leave Israel. Like I get that it's hot, but, like, no. Mm. Wear another shirt. Don't spread your arms like wings.
Why not? You know, I sweat. What am I going to do? Bring 9 shirts with me?
Well, maybe just like an overshirt. She brought a whole other dress to change into.
But I definitely wouldn't I wouldn't pull up with the dark shirt. I mean, that'll show. You know what I mean?
White
wear a light color shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
what
I sweat too. Sometimes. That's why I only wear tank tops. I can't fucking deal. My pits have to air out.
I know. Don't worry. We know. where were we? I got so distracted. Whatever. We're not talking about armpits anymore.
Basically,
Oh, yes.
Casually says that yes, she can meet his family, that he did tell them about her, and she's like not excited about it, but he's acting like she should be.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, we have to get our shit together because, like, if I don't have a ring by the time this trip's over, like, our relationship is
done. Dunsky. Sorry,
and
bro.
Was not prepared for that.
Then he's like, she's threatening the relationship? Well, I'm not changing. Okay, cool, man. So you definitely won't change because you will remain a lonely man.
Also, he goes, she's rushing me. I will not be rushed. I was like, motherfucker, you had 7 years. She's not rushing
Shut
you.
The fuck
She's
up.
Trying not to die while you guys are, like, deciding if you should be together. She's
exactly.
like, I need to, like, live my life.
You know who's about to rush you? The Munch Mob. Faith Healers. That's about to rush you, okay? And you will not be ready because, trust me, in the Holy Land, these hands are even more potent and even more capable of healing and channeling
Closer
God's grace.
Closer to the healing spirit.
Oh, my God. Don't
you
test my hands in the Holy Land.
When we're laying hands in Israel, like, we have to stand further away.
We will open a portal.
It's too much power.
It's too much. If every member of the Munch Mob Faith Healers got together in the Holy Land and laid hands on you at the same time, the earth would basically shatter in three. And you know why it's three. Okay?
Amen.
You don't have to remind
my
you.
Honor.
A fucking men. So then... we go to hell, or as most
AKA
people know it,
downtown
Haifa.
Where people are just, like, talking and having drinks.
Dude, you're like,
this man is offended.
Oh my God. There's, like, this used to be nothing here. It's quiet. Then there's all these fucking, like, bars and restaurants and shit with people fucking eating and sinning. It's whatever. So this is so satanic.
He doesn't want to go inside.
Yeah.
It's against a club. Well, it's against Christ's law. I like the dance.
Yeah. It's against Christ's law to party, just so you know.
Against Christ to have a drink. It's against Christ to go in the nightclub. Mm-hmm. It's against Christ for all of the things. And she's like, and smoking. And she's like, well, I have a cigarette once a year on my birthday. And he was like, what?
What the fuck did you just say to me? You have a what?
He was like, well, good job. You just killed the Holy Spirit. Now it's the Holy Twosome. That doesn't even sound good.
Look what you did.
You, Misha.
She said, okay, hold on. Did you just say you really are doing cigarettes? Do you know about God? Do you know about hell? Because you will disappear. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want that. All that for a little cigarette? For a little cigarette?
So, he was more shook about that cigarette than about anything else. It was wild.
Then he
gets a quarter of a drink in him. And then he's like, all right, I'll go to the nightclub for five minutes.
Cut to... what happened? This man was in here just like, ooh, yeah, come on now, let's gyrate. Though when she was grinding on him, he saw the Holy Spirit for sure. He was like, oh, Misha, something's happening downstairs, Misha. On my downstairs, Misha. Oh, Misha.
On the downstairs, Misha, oh, you wore Misha, the freak dress. Misha.
Misha, you got the freak dress on, Misha.
Oh. Makes my pee-pee dance. Misha, oh, surfboard. No.
Oh, Misha, no, Misha, God doesn't like this.
Somehow God liked it after he got grinded on.
God liked
ground
that.
Upon.
Yeah. And she was like whining upon it.
Call him a medium dark roast because he was ground.
Wow. He just came out of a pepper mill, ground out. Yeah, that's where they end it. We'll see where they go.
Ground control to Major Nicola.
Wow, okay. 10. 9. I'm just doing the countdown. I always thought that was so cool. Like when I first heard that song.
That was the fucking coolest song ever.
I was like, whoa, they're really counting down. Moving on?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to...
But he for real is a terrible dancer.
Yeah, I mean, that was... He was dancing
that was
like
so weird. I like that she called it out. She's like, it's weird.
He dances like a sex offender.
100%.
And I don't want to say that lightly, but that's what just came out 100%. Of my mouth. And I feel like I would have my eye on a man like that at a club just dancing with that look in his eye.
That look, the hand holding, the compulsory hand holding in songs. Yeah. Where
I got my eye on you, bro. Nah, I'm sorry. And maybe it's misplaced, but your vibe is giving me. Look out.
Yes. Honestly, if it was just one hand, I'd be like, maybe.
This, though.
Two hands together, you're put together.
Two words,
sexual and assault with each hand, and I cannot have them clap together.
You got that devilish look in your eye, sir.
You got that sex predator look in your eyes.
You've got sex predator eyes. Okay, let's move on to Tyrae and quote-unquote Carmella.
This is going to be short because...
This is just a bummer, okay? I don't even want to talk about it because it's such a fucking bumski. So they go to a private investigator and whatever. The private investigator is basically like, look, bro, I looked through this shit. This woman, she's like a cam girl. That's what she does. That's what she does online.
I thought it was insane that the way that they brought up the cam girl thing... was like, yeah, you heard that she was an escort, which is like bad enough. But this is going to blow you out of the water.
She's online a cam porno, girl. Porno cam girly.
I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, first so she's getting paid.
First off, sex work is sex work is sex work.
Yeah.
Trying to draw a weird ass line where like oh, it's more moral to be an escort than a cam girl than a whatever. Fuck you.
You're a private
Someone's
eye.
Someone's paying for it. Fuck you. You are not a fucking judge of anything. Fuck you repeatedly.
Well, look.
And fuck anyone for being down on her for calling herself fetish queen. Yeah. I said, meow, meow, meow.
And also, this dude, I've been a PI for 20 years. It's 2023. So what, you got started in 2002 when your wife left you?
That's... 100% correct.
What the fuck? You know what I mean? I looked at him.
When his son stopped speaking to him right after the divorce.
And I'm like, yeah, so you're a good person. And yeah, you should judge everyone. But anyway, you're also fucking scary. And then, you know.
I also feel like we know the kind of person he is. Because when he was like talking about Tyree's like, oh, I might want to like hit up Carmela and like see if she, you know, is married and her husband is keeping us apart, whatever his little fairy tales. But the guy goes to him, the investigator, no, like you don't even know if you'll get Carmela. They work in gangs.
Yeah.
I was like,
what?
He goes gangs/groups. Like gangs came first. I was like, interesting. Okay.
Where'd you hear this? On Dan Bongino's podcast, where he talks about all the crime happening in America.
I just pictured a gang of cam girls. I'm like, that is the sexiest and best-smelling gang in the world.
Just a I'm bunch like, that's of some cam.
Not the rep Ooh. Of...
I'm like, yo, look, that's her. Okay, so whatever. Then he starts... When he starts putting it together... Mom. He's like... None of this lines up. This isn't her. Yeah, because it ain't her. That's why. Tyree.
They done told you it's Christian like please. A million times.
He only kind of starts figuring out this dude's crying and shit. And now he thinks that Carmela and Christian are working together. Like, please. And he like wants to contact her.
Too, I'm like.
Just take the L. Just please take the L and move on with your life. It's not going to end up right at all. At all. So. Then we move on to his next scene. It seems he's like he's talking like he's kind of come around. He's like, I finally accepted that, you know, it was a catfish, but now it's time to tell his other sisters for free and his mom. And he wants to come clean. But he's worried about telling his mom about this because of her health, and he doesn't want to like bum her out with this fucking sad fucking story.
But then we like see his mom and we realize it's not because of her health. It's because she's fucking tatted up.
Yeah.
And she looks like she does not take any fucking nonsense. And I would be also scared to tell her because she looks like no foolishness. It's like when you look at my mom's face, you're like, yep, nope, I don't
she feel was
comfortable
like,
telling you the truth.
Right. And when he talks about how he like wants to go like with the last of his money to go visit a ghost, she's like, why the fuck are you going to spend your what? No, Tyree, please.
The first face she made was exactly the face I thought she was going to make. And it hurt me deeply, even though she's not my mom. That judgmental, like, you did fucking what face? Where you're like, no. Oh, God, I feel like garbage.
Yeah. He's having just such a hard fucking time, like, letting this go. That's what makes it so hard. I think anyone can, like, you can kind of empathize. You know, most people have been in like a lot of like a situation where you're dating somebody and like you just kind of like you can't fucking like get that over that like logical next step that like, nah, you got to fuck like it's done. Like you need to fucking move the fuck on. And he's having everything is just like a new rationalization of like, well, who is the real person behind it? And that could be a woman that maybe I could be with. So I don't know, man. It's just very difficult.
Man, we empathize because we've all been lost in those thighs. And
oh, haven't we? And those
put
eyes.
Put it on a mug, you know?
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Heartbreaking. I also think this is the first time we saw him like cry maybe about it. And I was like, we didn't need to see that. Just like we didn't need to see the diarrhea. I think like this was already
yeah, we didn't
far.
Need to see that.
Seen him emotionally broken like several times.
This
like,
is,
we really didn't need to go.
I honestly, I'll watch more diarrhea than watching Tyree cry.
Yeah, I agree. I'll sign up for more diarrheas if we let Tyree just continue on with his life without the show.
I'll do three diarrheas for Tyree to just exit quietly and happily off the show. I'll do four diarrheas. I don't care.
I'll raise you a diarrhea and a half.
Oh, so 5.5 diarrheas?
No? 5.5 diarrheas.
What's a half diarrhea? Exactly. Like a shark?
Half diarrhea is only visual or only audio.
Oh, got it. So like through a bathroom stall, like you see
right.
the feet,
like
but you hear the splash.
If that producer had closed the door but kept the audio, or conversely,
yeah, okay. I get
put
that.
Some music over
yeah,
the
yeah.
video.
So it's AV. You either get the A or the V.
Thank you.
Ow.
Ow. And if you're real nasty, you get the DP. Ow.
Wow.
The
wow.
A and the V. Ow, ow.
Trademark that. Let's move on to Riolet as I want to always call them, the hottest couple in Vietnam at the Vietnam War Memorial, which is another fucking bummer. It's filled with a bunch of war relics.
They really stack this up in a real particular way. But I did like that she was like, if you want to be my lover, you better get with my Vietnamese culture.
Yeah, for real.
I was like, thank you.
And he's also like, no, you got to get with my culture.
And she's like, okay, what is it? And he's like, don't call me ugly.
Yeah.
It's like, and fool, that's not culture. That's just...
Well, then he brings up something I definitely felt where he was like, look, I feel so out of place in Vietnam. I'm like the only fucking black person I've seen here. So that to have you snickering behind my back and shit is not great. Although the way he presented it felt like he was just sort of saying like, this is why you can never do it. I'm going to bring up this sort of colorism thing. But let me tell you, as a fucking Blasian person being in fucking Japan as a kid, that shit is fucking not fun a lot of the time. So I partially felt that. But yeah, at the same time, there's also the side of me too. It was like, I get where they're both coming from. She's like, look, I'm obviously fucking joking. Like, this is just culturally how we get down. Like, we just say shit like this. Like, I care about you. I don't think you're bad or fucking ugly. And I think he knows that too. And at the same time, he's just like, but just don't dock me out in public, please. Then maybe just don't do that. So when they had this like conversation for a moment, I was like, oh, are they a real couple? Because at first I wasn't sure if like she was fucking with him and like what was really going on between the two of them. But they seemed to be.
She apologized and she was like, oh, I understand what he's saying. And like, yeah, because until he got to the colorism part, it was just like not something that I think she was connecting with.
Right. About how I already feel alienated. So please don't. Because
it didn't seem personal to her. She just was like, I'm confused. Like, she's like, I call my friends ugly and my family ugly. It's like, this is how we joke around or whatever. But then once he was like, no, like you have to understand like where the connection is coming to for me, like it comes with all of this other stuff that you probably aren't even thinking about, because to you, you're just existing and everyone here looks like you.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I'm not just out here existing. I'm always conscious about how I look.
It's like I'm a 6'4" black man walking around Vietnam. And I only saw one other person that like was my complexion since I've been here.
Yeah. And also it's already like you take up more space, period. But when you're 6'4", like European people in general will take up more space. But when you're 6'4" and like built like a linebacker, I'm sure you take up more space. So you're physically uncomfortable in shops and stuff.
Right.
Like seats, nothing is made for you. So you're constantly being reminded, not just by people around you, but by the way things are built.
Yeah, you just
but
like, they're not like, built holy for shit. You. Yeah. Oh my God, man. Like walking around my fucking grandmother's house in Japan, I hit my fucking head on the doorways. It's so crazy. Like, some things are just built different.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, I tried to get shoes in China, and when I told them my size, they were like, yeah, we don't do that for
they're
women.
Like, and yeah. I was like, there's a clown supply store up the street.
Pretty much. They're like, do you want to sew these two men's shoes together for one of yours?
Do you want joke shoes? We got these joke shoes.
I said 9.5/10. They just laughed.
Right. all right. So then, you know, she does. So she's like, okay, I'm going to dial it back. I didn't realize I was like exacerbating like an already kind of isolating situation for you. So they have this little makeup dinner. My man pulls up in a white suit. Looking.
Wait, before that, though, I want to say that I really love that she said, I need to change myself, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, that's the opposite of fucking Nicola. He was like, oh, I will never change anything about me.
I ain't never change. But yeah, this is where you start to see like, okay, like she's being a lot nicer to him. You can tell she's just like she's
respectful,
felt like she really took on the fact that he was feeling sensitive and he needed a little more positive reinforcement. And like her face is completely different. She's like more exuberant and shit. I was even like, oh shit. Wow. Like, okay, you're doing that.
They both felt lighter and like looked lighter. Not just because he was wearing like a white and pink outfit, but just like energy wise. But then.
Let's not forget that, you know, she was also texting his elderly father. All kinds of wild shit.
Like, but here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she and the father were great friends and were tight. After texting him like hundreds of times about how his son ain't shit, yeah. She was like, oh yeah, I mean, the good thing about family is like your father already loves me. So
yeah.
Don't need to worry about that. He's sitting there being like, what?
Yeah.
Just thinking about all the texts that his yeah. father was reading to him. I was like, oh no.
So then we move. He's like, hey, I really want to put you on the phone with my friend Tiffany. You know, she's like my sister. Like, I would love for you to like talk this out. And she's like, oh, okay, sure. Okay, here she's on FaceTime. Here, take this phone. I got to go real quick. That's on you. Bye. Just fucking vanishes. And
fucked up to first off interrupt that romantic dinner with a phone call to Tiffany for some yeah. reason.
Well, thanks, producers. Again, the same from the same people who brought you diarrhea eye contact comes ruining a nice rooftop dinner. What did you think when she called him up or called her up and was just like, I mean, the conversation was already, it like starts off nice, but it was always contentious because Tiff just goes straight to it. She's like, how come y'all got together and then told him to delete the app, but you were still on that?
But if someone came at me like that sideways, when someone took me to a romantic dinner, I would absolutely not talk to that person.
Right. I mean,
so even though, like, especially if my fucking boyfriend comes back from the bathroom and is like, yeah, tell her what she needs to know. These right. are normal, regular questions. I'm like, oh my God, I thought we were on a romantic dinner, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't ambush me with a Tiffany FaceTime and then expect me to be like, sure, Tiffany, whatever questions you have about my personal life. Yeah, go ahead.
Come at me. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so are you Paul Giamatti or Thomas Hayden Church? Because this shit just went.
You're coming at me sideways.
Sideways. Oh, wait, no, you Sandra Oh. That's what it was. I love saying that. I don't know why. But
I know you do, and it makes me happy every
so
time.
Stupid. That's, I don't know why.
That's a consistency bone, my
Thank
mind.
You so much. You know what I mean? I just love movies about, you know,
gone
disillusioned
sideways.
People at vineyards. Okay, so, yeah, I don't know. Then we basically end the like, episode with her, like, kind of looking off, being like, what the fuck is this shit you putting me through? So we'll see where the answers go next time. Yeah.
And like, I just want to say that the beginning of the segment was also her telling him, like, my mom thinks you're controlling. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
the
yeah.
end of the segment is him fucking blindsiding her and like ambushing her with like this FaceTime phone call.
Right.
Where
right.
she's like, what's up with your social media? You know, like, not social media, but dating app, you know?
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that tracks. Yeah, 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 yeah. They bookended it real nice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's move on to Cleo and Christian.
Well, this is going to make... I was furious.
This is a blood boiler. So then it's the next morning after his first night. You know, he stayed on his side of the bed, you know, then got a little weirded out about Cleo... like applying some estrogen gel in the morning.
And I am.
Yeah.
The tea's been steeping.
Yeah.
Okay. It's boiling. All right. Yeah. It's boiling right now. I am mm-hmm. so mad. I'm so mad. He said that he didn't know what was going to happen if he touched her after the estrogen gel.
Oh, my God.
After we literally saw a video of her saying to him when he asked. As she was applying it,
yeah.
Oh, it takes only a couple of minutes and then it's fine and you can touch me.
Yeah.
Oh, I now feel like I'm out of my element because the question I had was answered immediately in a way that was satisfied.
There's a gel that she puts on her arm that has to dry in 2 to 3 minutes. I'm fucked, guys. Where am I?
Like, I am all for being, like, transparent and vulnerable with, like, hey, this is the first trans person I've dated. Here are some things I don't know about. But being this weird and crazy about someone putting a cream or a gel on themselves that goes, you're fucking crazy, okay? I don't like you. And then, also... you don't give a fuck about what makes her comfortable at all.
No.
None of the signals she's giving you, you're taking. You tell her that you like being in an intimate date place that she took you to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, can you get drunk so you loosen up, please? Because this isn't going as loosely as I would like.
Yeah.
And then can we also, after this, immediately go somewhere lively?
Right.
Fool, you just said you like that it's intimate. And she said, hey, I like that it's quiet and we can focus on each other.
Right. And then they go to like the inside of like Chuck E. Cheese's brain. And it's like a light show. It was also wild. No, because even like the planning stuff too, where she was like, hey, what's the plan? Like, what's your plan? He's like, oh, hell no, no plans. Vibes only, no planning. And she's like, okay. So that's kind of gives me a bit of anxiety. Predictability would be nice. And then, which is wild, I've been to that barge bar they went to.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like near the Vauxhall Bridge. I went like a few years ago with Her Majesty, actually. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, I've been there. And I had also a similar moment, except it didn't go left like this one. Which, again, he's slowly been talking about how much he drinks. You know what I mean? When he's there.
He said he gargles.
I mean, not slowly, but yeah.
With whiskey. Gargles. He says, oh, I don't even make a face when I drink it. I gargle with it. And then I go do karaoke and dance.
Do you like to do that?
I'm like, right. Did you forget your fucking girlfriend is autistic, you fool?
He's like, let's smang like 3 to 4 bottles of, you know, Jameson and go dancing, huh? And then again, this place they go, it's overwhelming for her. He's like, you just need a few drinks to loosen up. It helps with autism. Like, that's actually like his logic. She's like, I'm a little overwhelmed.
You're Jenny McCarthy-ing, being like, I know everything about autism. First thing first, prescription 1, Jameson.
Hell yeah.
Prescription 2,
Have you tried Jameson?
Of a little captain named Morgan?
Oh no, Jesus. All right, how about this? Let's take a little drive up PCH to Malibu. Am I right? It's a little bit sweeter, goes down a little bit easier. Gives you fucked up hangover though. Anyway. So when they order their drinks and they come, he's like, yo, I got to pound this. Y'all, we're dealing with somebody who has a problem with alcohol. Like the way he keeps talking about it, she's like, I probably need 2 of these and then we'll be all right. Or blah, blah, blah. And that's all he, for the most part, talks about initially. And then they get to like little
small talk. And also trying to get her to drink so that he feels more comfortable. But saying that she would feel more comfortable if she did it.
Then he tells a story about being on the plane, on the flight over. And we find out like...
The intro is, do you want to hear this crazy story? I said, on my couch, I said, no. I said, no, next. Don't do it.
Skip. Yes, please skip. No. And he goes, hey, so like, I'm on the flight. You know, and I'm getting drunk a little bit and I'm like, it's like I couldn't sleep. I'm walking up and down the aisles like, wait, what? And I started talking to this blonde.
Just normal plain behavior that they encourage.
Yeah. This lady, she's blonde. You know, she's young. You know, it's like in their homegirls. So I sit down with them. We start chatting, you know, having a good time. And then I'm like, hey, girls, what about a nightcap? And they're like, all right. So I get up and I go to the back to the plane. I go to the flight attendant and I go, hey, I wanted 3 ordered drinks from you, sir, nightcap, okay? And the flight attendant.
I ordered 3 cups. I said, sir, please 3 cups.
Please.
Heavy on the night, am I right?
What? Sir, I heard about you, actually. And the answer is no. And he's like, can you believe that? They heard about me? And Cleo's like, yeah, maybe those girls complained.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm a motherfucking D-R-U-N-K.
Wow. Okay, so, yeah. I like how Cleo was even like, well, yeah, that's fucking weird. I wouldn't want somebody pulling up to me drunk on like a transatlantic flight when I'm trying to sleep or like when the cabin is completely dim. And he's like, well, you know, they're the only people that were awake. What?
It is truly the logic of a drunk person.
Yeah.
It's just like, look at, we're all the same at 2 a.m. You know what I'm saying? We're all the same. You know, they were asking for it. My conversation, you know what I'm saying? They're asking for it.
Yeah.
If you didn't want me to talk to you, why are you awake now?
Yeah.
Why are you 21 and a girl? Do you want me to fucking talk to you?
What do you want to do, girl?
No. Why are you 21 and a girl? You're asking for what the fuck? Oh yeah, how come you're not wearing an eye mask? Exactly, because you wanted it.
Exactly. Whoa.
If you didn't have an eye mask,
the seat next to you wasn't sold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you fucking wanted me to stay here and be your
British Airways
fucking boyfriend. Oh. Do you want to braid the top four hairs of my head? Mm-hmm. I got a secret here.
They're like Homer's. I did it, like, and then when she's like, what the fuck? Why would you chat these younger chicks up? He's like, I did it because you weren't there.
I was being social.
And you weren't there. I wouldn't have done it if you were there. Yeah, that's not any better. Do you understand
what I'm saying? So you do behind my back? He's like, no, I don't think you're getting it, babe. You were there.
I don't think you get it, babe. None of them would ever fuck me.
I don't think you got it. They were 21.
21. Can you do something for me?
I didn't have the app that Miles invented if I was 25 and over. I have on my phone. I had an international phone. It doesn't come with it.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Let's just focus on our drink because I'm a little overwhelmed. Okay, now watch this. Hey, he shouts over his shoulder. Okay, so after they're done talking about it, shouting
his
over
his
shoulder
is
to a group of women sitting around. So we're celebrating tonight.
Whose birthday is it?
God.
Big tits, middle tits, small tits? Whose birthday is it?
All right, long tits, what's your name?
You're beautiful, long tits. Don't let him tell you otherwise. Shots for long tits. Free shots on me.
Can you throw them over your shoulder?
Shots for long tits, am I right?
Your tits hang low, do they wobble to and fro? Can't throw over your shoulder like a continental soldier.
Cleo, this is my girlfriend Cleo.
Oh yeah,
hey,
Cleo.
Long tits, meet Cleo, my girlfriend.
My girlfriend, yeah, I just met her online or in the first perfect. I'm sorry, I just met her in person the first time.
Never seen her before, honestly.
Tell me, have you seen her? I just did, and she's my bong girl. Hey, bong girl, Italiano.
Cleo, come sit on Long Tits' lap. Cleo. Cleo, I know how you love to hang out.
No, I'm sorry. Hey,
close,
I'm sorry.
Proximity to strangers.
No, I'm sorry. This is a little too much for me. Christian,
you
don't
want to sit on the Long Tits. It's fine. Sit on Fat Tits. Hey, Fat Tits, you come over here. I'm in my girlfriend, Cleo Fat Tits.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe you should. I'm sorry. I'm overwhelmed.
Fat Tits shots. Cleo, take a shot of Fat Tits.
We got it off on the wrong. We got it off wrong feet. What whiskey should I order? What the fuck
Please
is wrong?
Tell
with
me,
this dude?
You women seem to know a lot about Scotch.
He is a
fucking
mess.
What about
mess.
You? You look like you have pink nipples. What do we think about Scotch?
Okay,
what's
pull
the good
down
Scotch for me. Flavor profile. What's the good flavor
open
profile?
Let me see your lips. Now pull down your lips so I can see the inside of your mouth. Okay, now I know what it looks like. What?
Thank you. It helps me to know.
It's the same skin. It's the same kind of skin down there. What? Okay. I'm sorry. Who is this guy?
Absolutely, your mouth is pink.
Oh my God. He made me want to fucking burst into fucking flames. I felt so bad for Cleo.
Such a piece of shit. She should have never fucking ever told him that he was like above her whatever status.
You think
that
fucked
shit
him up?
You could have ever said he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, Bombo.
And then he goes, I'm magnetic.
Oh, shut
no,
the fuck
you
up.
Are
You're
every
repulsive.
Shitty drunk guy.
Yeah.
Who, when they get drunk enough, is like, right now, I'm honestly the voice of my generation.
Right. I think I will give him magnetic.
Kowski? That's
okay.
Me.
Just stop.
So I love poetry about women that I hate. Welcome, I'm magnetic Kowski.
And then I kick my wife in the stomach. You can look it up on YouTube.
Yeah,
you really want to see
heroes?
Which of a
you ever heard of that guy?
That guy was such a fucking
shot
mess.
His wife accidentally to death.
Be careful.
But he was just playing.
How many Bukowski fanboys did you ever date?
Ugh.
Did you ever date a Bukowski fanboy?
I didn't date them ever. But,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you're, I guess you're smart enough.
I did have toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunk wannabe
like
creative.
Hookups.
Yeah. With Bukowski guys. I only hooked up with them.
I mean, I like would never boyfriend one of them, but like, yeah. Oh my befriend God. Them. Mistakes were made. Like yeah. I told you about one of the guys that I like fucked in Paris where I was like, I think I hate him. Yeah. But then I was like, you know, but he made me come three times. So I was like, let me hear him out. Yeah. Let me hear him out. And then afterwards, I was like, I think he's a sexist and I hate him.
I hate him, but he did deliver on a very narrow promise.
Yeah, I knew so. I hated him when I was leaving. And I was like, jokingly, like, hey, you know, thanks
never
for not murdering
me. Right.
And he goes, yeah, thanks for not murdering me, too. And I was like, well, statistically,
yeah.
It's not really likely that I would murder you. I was like, it's extremely likely you would murder me. And he was like, offended by a statistic. And he was Jesus. Like, well, what do you mean? Are you saying women are less prone to murder? I was like, I do not have time for this. My
Yo,
Uber's
facts
literally
have feelings, fam.
Here.
Yeah.
And I hate you. God damn it.
Jesus. All right. Well, I think that's doing it for us today.
We did it.
Let's wrap it up right there. Follow us everywhere at 420 Day Fiance, patreon.com/420dayfiance. Get ready for the 5 for 5 because next month your subscriptions will be canceled. And then you'll see the new one tier for all, 5 for 5 to rule them all tier.
5 for 5
that you can subscribe to and get access to the entire backlog and all that vault. Everything. And then where else? What else? Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. I think we'll be streaming next week, hopefully. And yeah, you can find me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia, SOFIYA, on Twitter, Instagram, and all the motherfucking places. And just check my bios for live shows. Unless, do I have any other tour dates coming up? What am I doing? Just check my bios.
I'm just local chilling. We'll see.
Yeah, local chilling. Cool.
Mama be writing, you know?
Yeah, okay. MBW.
I want to say that obviously every day you can get a little bit of me, Miles Gray, in your veins on the Daily Zeitgeist, which is a fucking amazing pod. Don't
Truly.
Be stupid. Tune in.
Truly.
I co-host it with Jack O'Brien and other fucking guests. You know what else? I, Miles Gray, I'm amazing at. Talking about basketball. Mad boosties. Check that the fuck out.
Check
and
it
also,
out.
And also, you think I can't talk true crime? Fuck you. Because I can and I will. What are the details of that one?
It's called The Good Thief. Look it up. It's fantastic. Shout out to everybody that subscribed. Yeah, you know, we had a good opening. So please keep liking and subscribing, reviewing and all that. Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all.
And obviously you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And guess what? We love you and we want
love
to
you.
Want you to be good. Okay, bye.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, 20 Day Fiance.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.